will pay a penalty for that eventually. And so, staying under that tire, keeping it from spinning, keeping it from sliding will ultimately keep the tire lasting longer for you. But sometimes you got to make a move and you got to pass the person in front of you, and that takes its wear and tear on it.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Denny Hamlin rolling off fourth.
Denny and his team have had problems in the playoffs so far. Good news is he's got three Homestead Miami Speedway wins, the last coming 4 years ago. Denny, first driver out and below the cut line by 27 points.
Let's get racing. She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo, pile up on aisle 9. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win.
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with straight savings. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight savings plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
I'm Kim Coon.
And I'm Ryan Flores.
Join us every week for Around the Track. We'll get you ready for the upcoming racing action, whether you'll be attending in person or watching at home.
We showcase young and upcoming drivers and tell you what to watch for in all the NASCAR Regional Series. Plus, our attraction segment gives you all the fan activities, concerts, and tailgating fun at each event.
The betting segment will help you win some easy money, and we've got driver suggestions to pump up your fantasy roster. Check out Around the Track each Wednesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
From the southern tip of Florida, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Joey said the other day, it's the big three and me. Well, me's the one who's going to win it. Joey Logano in his 10th full-time season in the Cup Series is going to win at the Ford EcoBoost 400 and the 2018 Series Championship. The most unlikely of the four coming in is the one who prevails.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded 6 years ago. Joey Logano and our Todd Gordon claiming the 2018 NASCAR Cup Series Championship. Joey is poised to claim another. He's in the field today. Got some work to do, though. We'll get his progressive keys in a moment. First, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi.
The NASCAR Cup Series is racing today at the Homestead Miami Speedway, and Motor Racing Network is with you live with flag-to-flag coverage of the Straight Talk Wireless 400. Mike Bagley, the entire MRN crew, counting you down to the race that will be three races to go in the season. It's off to Martinsville next weekend, and then, of course, the championship race at Phoenix Raceway in Arizona the weekend after. There are so many elements for a good run here at Homestead. You need the complete package to run up front, and you need a near-perfect day in order to claim the checkered flag and drive into Mobile One Victory Lane. That is something that Joey Logano and Todd Gordon did back in 2018, and Joey joins us now to give us the progressive keys to the race. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com.
Miami, everyone loves, I think every driver loves going there because there's just so many options. You can run the very bottom, you can run the very top. There's a lot of tire fall off. It makes it very challenging to set up your race car because you want to be good on a short run or a long run. I always pick both. Can we be good at everything? But a lot of times you have to compromise and pick something to be stellar at. And so it's fun because you have, you know, a lot of those challenges you got to go through throughout the day. And, you know, strategy, I can't say I've completely looked at the strategy yet and the tire limits of how that works there. But definitely, you know, if there is a lot of caution, you can, you know, run up against your tire allotment pretty quickly there because you're going to want them pretty much any chance you can. So it makes it for a really fun track. I think everyone enjoys going to Miami. I think the whole, like the teams, not just the drivers, but I think everyone likes going down there this time of year anyways.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes. All from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
If I would have kept making only the minimum payments on my credit cards, my debt would have taken me 47 years to pay off.
These are real National Debt Relief customers.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to get out of debt by myself.
Credit card, medical, or personal loan debt? National Debt Relief negotiates with your creditors to reduce what you owe.
National Debt Relief got me out of debt.
You could be debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months. Visit NationalDebtRelief.com to learn more and get started. NationalDebtRelief.com.
When we return, we're headed back trackside. First from Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
You're listening to NASCAR Live Race Day from Homestead Miami Speedway. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
It is a beautiful afternoon in South Florida. We are getting ready for the Straight Talk Wireless 400. So glad you're spending your Sunday afternoon with us here on the Motor Racing Network. Drivers are being introduced, taken around the racetrack, and being brought back to the pit lane as they get set for pre-race ceremonies. Let's talk with some more of them right now, and let's chat with a driver that is seventh on the playoff leaderboard. He is out by 47. He's making his 10th homestead start here today. And he finished runner-up a year ago. We're speaking of Ryan Blaney, who's with our Steve Post.
Ryan Blaney going to start in position number 20 here today. So Ryan qualified 20th fastest. What was up with the car? What do we make of that?
Yeah, I just didn't think we really had the short run speed, you know, to put a good lap down. My race runs felt really good kind of after some laps.
That's Ryan Blaney sharing thoughts with our
Steve. That's Ryan Blaney.
Yeah, Steve Post there with Ryan Blaney. Getting ready to go here this afternoon. And this track has been a handful for Ryan over the years. Hopefully things are going in the right direction. Had some challenges in practice and qualifying at Day and Go. But hopefully this will be a good 400-miler for him. Again, he's got work to do. He is out by 47 points. Now, We've been focusing a lot on playoff drivers, but there are some that are in non-playoff status that could be a disruptor today as well. Ross Chastain is a native of Alva, Florida. That's a 158-mile or a 2.5-mile drive away from us here at Homestead Miami Speedway. Ross has finished in the top 10 in the last 3 mile-and-a-half track races, including a win at Kansas. He's with our Jason Toy.
Well, the Alva, Florida native gets to come back to the home state again. I know it's always special for you when you get to come back here to the southern part of the country. So let's talk about first how special it is for you to run in front of the home crowd.
Yeah, southern part of the country. We're way south this weekend, Jason. It's it feels like home. Humidity, just the salt in the air. You just feel it, smell it. And I got to go eat breakfast with my grandparents. I'm lucky to have all four of my grandparents. And breakfast with them Friday morning, and Florida Watermelon Convention this weekend. So I got to see a lot of friends and family that are in the industry and in charge of getting watermelons. Everybody involved that get watermelons from a seed all the way to your kitchen table. So now a lot of them are here today. And it feels cool. It's I'm away from home a lot of the year, but this one's close.
Bagman was talking about your great stats on mile and a half here as of late and getting finishes that are very, very good. What's it take to get it done here? You had a runner-up in the past.
Yeah, putting ourselves in position. 22nd is not where we want to be, but we have proven that we can drive through the field. We did it at Kansas, and we've done it here at Homestead. So just struggle with qualifying. It's just so bad. I just can't put a lap together most of the time. So it's something that I work on and haven't seen a lot of fruit, pun intended, out of it, but it's work nonetheless, and I love the process of cup racing. So from that, we'll go fight today, and from turn one, lap one, there's lots of options here, and I'll be able to have a different lane choice than the guys in front of me, see if I can find some clean air and move forward.
All right, we'll see if he can smash a watermelon and start finish line in his home state. Later today, it's Ross Chastain.
And that is his victory celebration. Whenever Ross they keep the watermelon on the hauler, and whenever there's an opportunity to use it, they do. And that opportunity comes when Ross takes the checkered flag, and in this case would take a trip to Mobile One Victory Lane. Been a very unique year for Ross. He's had moments where he's run well. He's obviously won at Kansas, but they've had a lot of frustration, a lot of challenge over there for Ross Chastain and that Trackhouse Racing team, along with Daniel Suarez. If you remember, Daniel won the second race of the year at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. They have been having their hands full as well. Perhaps maybe Daniel can right the ship, as they say, and perhaps maybe pick up another win here in 2024.
Let's get racing. She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo, pile up on aisle 9. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win.
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with straight savings. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight savings plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
Inspiring story.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. comes back to the Daytona International Speedway. He will win the Pepsi 400.
I'm just a pilot, man. You know, I just want everybody to be happy. I want to do good. And hopefully all of my dad's fans enjoyed this. This is for all them.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast Junior's Journey. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 50 years of MRN. The 1993 season. The Road to Royalty. And more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
Starting lineup is on the way, and so are opening ceremonies. NASCAR Live has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's the starting lineup for the Straight Talk Wireless 400. Row 19.
Chad Fincham, Knoxville, Tennessee.
J.J. Yaley, Phoenix, Arizona.
Row 18.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Row 17.
Harrison Burton, Huntersville, North Carolina.
Corey LaJoy, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Row 16.
A.J. Allmendinger, San Jose, California.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Row 15.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Row 14.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
Kaz Gralla, Boston, Massachusetts.
Row 13.
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Row 12.
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Row 11.
Ross Chastain, Alva, Florida.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
Row 10.
Ryan Blaney, Hartford, Ohio.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Row 9.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 8.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Carson Hocevar, Portage, Michigan.
Row 7.
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
Row 6.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10th.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Starting 9th.
Daniel Hemric, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Starting 8th.
Bubba Wallace, Concord, North Carolina.
Starting 7th.
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Starting 6th.
Martin Truex Jr., Mayetta, New Jersey.
Starting 5th.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Starting 4th.
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
Starting 3rd.
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Starting 2nd.
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
And starting on the pole.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
That's the starting lineup for the Straight Talk Wireless 400.
Every driver you just heard from right there has just been introduced to the fans here at the Homestead Miami Speedway. These fans have been filing in since daybreak, and they are ready for a 267, 400-mile challenge today, and we expect it to be a good one. The racing weekend started yesterday. It was a doubleheader. NASCAR Craftsman Truck and NASCAR Xfinity Series competition. Grant Enfinger going back-to-back in the Truck Series, claiming the checkered flag yesterday. He had already won at Talladega and was already guaranteed a seat in the championship four. He just doubled up on that and sets up for an interesting situation next weekend at Martinsville with the Truck Series. Yesterday afternoon, the NASCAR Xfinity Series race was won by Austin Hill and Richard Childress Racing. Austin will join A.J. Allmendinger as far as two of the four championship drivers in the Xfinity Series garage. And then today, another seat is open for the Cup Series. Joey Logano already in to the round of eight. You've got into the championship four. You got Christopher Bell in by 42, Kyle Larson in by 35, William Byron in by 27, out and looking in. Denny Hamlin out by 27, Tyler Reddick is out by 30, Ryan Blaney out by 47, Chase Elliott out by 53. Pull up a chair, sit back, and relax. We've got a dandy on deck for you here today in South Florida. Now trackside for pre-race ceremony.
Please rise as you are able. Remove your hats and veterans render a hand salute as the Olympic Heights High School Junior ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome from Christ Journey Church, Pastor Ryan Reed.
Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for the gift of this day. We invite your blessing over this special time with family and friends to celebrate racing and competition. We ask for your safety over every driver and every team. Lord, we also ask for your merciful protection over our nation's military personnel, first responders, and frontline workers who daily place their lives at risk for our benefit. Lord, please watch over them as they watch over us. Lord, your grace is always more than enough. Your love is unending. We offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome acclaimed singer and three-time American Influencer Award winner, Candy Lover.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
Coming up, the Straight Talk Wireless 400 from Homestead.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore are thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with Geico, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Why must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
Geico, great service without all the drama.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the five-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water, please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
When we return, Jeff Striegel, Alex Hayden, and Todd Gordon will take over. First from Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
The road to the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series Championship winds its way through South Florida today with three races to go in the season. Today's Straight Talk Wireless 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway will provide a unique test for everyone in today's race. More so for the eight drivers in playoff contention. Homestead is a traditional mile-and-a-half oval that's very slick. It bakes in the Florida sun and heat year-round. There is grip to be had up against the outside wall, but how close to that wall are you willing to get? It's a classic risk risk versus reward proposition. Playoff driver Ryan Blaney explains.
How can I commit my brain into entering 3 inches off the fence and not being further away than 3 inches off the fence till I get to the straightaway? You know, and how can I run speed doing that? You can do that, but can you not be half a second off doing that? You know, so that's a big thing. It's that commitment level. How much are you willing to risk to get the reward on the back end? And what time of race do you want to push, you know, and really commit yourself to the top like that?
Live from South Florida, the Straight Talk Wireless 400 next.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
Give it a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race car today, pal. Four boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Straight Talk Wireless 400 from Homestead Miami Speedway. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Real unlimited data for fans of fast. Official partner of NASCAR. By GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. Get more with GEICO. By Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. By O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. By the Progressive Keys to Progress program, providing cars to veterans in need. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
36 teams, 267 laps, 400 miles on this sun-baked 1.5-mile Homestead Miami Speedway. Race 2 of 3 in the round of 8. Today it is the Straight Talk Wireless 400 for the NASCAR Cup Series on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. My name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside, as always, is Alex Hayden and championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Alex Hayden, this place is special.
It really is, Jeff. At 25 degrees longitude, Homestead Miami Speedway is the southernmost racetrack NASCAR races on. It's got a lake in the middle. No, that's not uncommon on the series, but it does have its own beach. There are boats and jet skis on the lake. This 600-acre facility has 1,005 palm trees on it, and 47 of those majestic palms line the back straightaway.
Absolutely a beautiful setting for a beautiful afternoon to go racing NASCAR Cup Series style. Let's take a track side right now for the command.
Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Serving as the grand marshals for today's race, we're honored to have representatives from Florida Power and Light, Baptist Health, the Homestead Police Department, and the Homestead Air Reserve in recognition of their service during our recent hurricane relief efforts across the state of Florida.
Drivers, start your engines!
NASCAR Cup Series cars come to life on the pit lane, and soon they'll be out on the high banks of Homestead, Miami.
Let's get racing! She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo! Pile up on aisle 9. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win!
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with Straight Savings. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight Savings plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
One last exhale.
Fitting, isn't it? The final shot at the Championship Four comes down to a track that's been here from day one.
Their last short track challenge of the season.
Martinsville. Close quarters, tight corners, and a fan experience that brings you so close to the action, all of the mayhem will be right at your fingertips. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, November 1st through the 3rd. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com.
From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
With the pace car, we'll pull away from the pit lane with the field in tow and get out and do the pace and parade laps. Once we drop the green flag, we will have 267 laps before we find out who will be headed to Mobil 1 Victory Lane. Mobil 1, the official motor oil of NASCAR and the official motor oil of winning. Welcome to Mobil 1 Victory Lane for the love of racing.
We are going to see the cars moving off of pit road here very shortly. And again, a quick reminder of the numbers that you need to know today. Alex just gave you some of them. 267 laps, 400 miles. That's the distance. Stage 1 will be done at lap 80. Stage 2 at lap 165, then 102 more will take us to the advertised distance here this afternoon at Homestead Miami Speedway. Now the field begins to roll out on this 1.5-mile Homestead Miami Speedway. As they do that, we'll do the same and take a sweep around this track and bring in two more voices ready to go to work for you here this afternoon on the Motor Racing Network. Outside turn 2 from Barrie, Vermont. He's there as always. His name is Dave Moody.
Thank you, Jeff Striegel. Good afternoon once again, everybody. Turns 1 and 2 here at Homestead Miami Speedway. Variable degree banking, 18 degrees at the bottom, 19 in the middle, and a full 20 up to the freshly painted seafoam green safer barrier, which was probably more black than seafoam green by the end of yesterday's Truck Series and Xfinity Series doubleheader. You've heard a number of drivers talk about it. The fast way around this racetrack is literally inches off the outside retaining wall. That is not the safe way around, and we've seen a number of drivers come to grief over the years when that 4 or 5 inch cushion disappeared unintentionally and put them into the fence. We'll watch it all unfold today, high above turn number 2 here at Homestead Miami Speedway. Out of the other end of the back straightaway in Milford, Delaware's Mike Bagley.
Thank you, Dave. Good afternoon once again, race fans. We're set to go here at Homestead. Beautiful day, temperatures in the low 80s, but a gusty wind will greet these drivers as they exit turn 2. It'll be a nose wind up the back stretch, a tailwind down the front stretch. But when they arrive in turn 3, that variable banking that Dave alluded to is in place here in 3 and 4, and we'll see these cars all over the racetrack. There's a school of thought that says if everybody's riding the wall to pass, you got to have your car working on the lower reaches of this banking, and it's going to be fun to see who has that versatility in their race cars. The slickness and the skill needed to navigate that slickness will be on display. It's always a fun race here at Homestead when the NASCAR Cup Series takes to the banking here at Homestead. I'll cover it all for you. High atop turn 3 this afternoon in South Florida.
And that is a lap around the mile and a half Homestead Miami Speedway.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Tracks app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Tracks today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fan rewards.
From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Welcome back to Homestead Miami Speedway. Cars on the track for pace and parade laps. So let you get down to pit lane for a final thought before the drop of the green flag. This trip to pit road is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We start at the exit of the pit lane. The Motor Racing Network lead pit reporter from Halstead, Pennsylvania, Steve Post.
Alex, we spend so much of our time this time of year talking about the playoff drivers and the eight drivers racing for playoffs. What about Alex Bowman and crew chief Blake Harris? They won the Chicago Street Race. They locked themselves into the round of eight at the Roval at Charlotte before being disqualified. Kind of wondered what this team was going to do. They continued with strong performance. Last week they bounced back with a fifth place finish at Las Vegas, qualified third, and they've had a solid qualifying run here, an 11th starting spot at Homestead Miami Speedway. Going to be interesting to see what this team does, led by Blake Harris, Alex Bowman, as they're no longer running for the championship, but they wouldn't mind stealing a headline or two over the final 3 weeks. Jason Toy.
One of the big things we'll keep an eye on the entrance of pit road is something that could ruin your championship hopes or your victory hopes for the race here, and that is getting on and off this pit lane. One of the more challenging ones that we have on the circuit. Talk to some of the spotters here today and asking him, how hard is it to coach these guys to be able to get down here? He says, if you want to be aggressive, you got to pay the consequences, but if we want to be conservative, you got to try to not be too conservative coming off. So you got to make sure you get it bogged down to 45 miles per hour. We've seen some of the best have issues getting down here in the pit lane. You better be perfect here this afternoon, the handful of times you make your way down. Back to the booth, and the guys that will be having the call here today for you, Jeff Striegel, Todd Gordon, and Alex Hayden.
And there is your broadcast team for you, Dave Moody, Mike Bagley. They are ready to go, and on pit road, the postman and the toy man, Steve Post and Jason Toy. Let's bring in championship-winning crew chief now, Todd Gordon. You've been in this situation before. I ask you this every week, and every week it gets more and more important. The first stage for some of these drivers that are trying to punch a ticket and race for a championship in just 2 weeks. What do you got to do?
Yeah, you've got to figure out how to get your race car to race someplace other than stuck on the wall. And we saw that out of the truck race and Xfinity race yesterday. The racetrack seemed pretty racy. If the cars had enough turn in them, you could wrap around the bottom and make some speed. We saw some lines in practice where guys kind of enter lower and use up the banking on the two-thirds point of the exit. So we'll see guys work around and try to work traffic. That's the biggest thing. If you're not starting on the front row, you got to figure out how you can get there and pass cars to do that.
Opening stage is 80 laps long. Once they drop the green flag, don't forget there will be points paid out at the end of stage one and stage number two, which will end at lap 165. Today's race is sponsored by Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Fans of fast get real unlimited data on reliable 5G with no contracts or hidden fees. Now at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Straight Talk Wireless, less dollars, more sense.
You know, when you think of the round of eight right now, Alex Hayden, you look at drivers that have been there and been there a lot. Denny Hamlin has made it to the round of eight 9 times. Joey Logano, 9 times. Chase Elliott, 7. Ryan Blaney, 6 times. They don't even care about that. This is not the ultimate goal. Yep, I made it here. That's good. Making it to Phoenix and being a part of the championship four, that's the ultimate goal, and then to have that chance to race for a championship.
And experience comes in with that, Jeff, because those drivers and teams who have made it to the championship four before, they expect and will settle for nothing less than getting back to the Championship Four. There are a number of teams that make it into the playoffs and feel like, man, we've accomplished something. We had a nice season. But if we can go to the next round, that's just icing on the cake. We make it to the round of eight, we're playing with house money from there on out. But once we get to this point, midway through this round of eight, these are the best of the best and have proven it week in and week out, have been consistent week in and week out, and take advantage of things. Get hot at the right time like Joey Logano's done. And when you look at these playoffs this year, there's only been two playoff drivers to win a playoff race. That's Joey Logano and Kyle Larson. Outside of that, it's been non-playoff drivers.
He has won the first race in the round of eight four different times, Alex Hayden. He's gone on to win the championship when he's done that two out of the three prior times. Of course, he just won a week ago at Las Vegas. You talk about playing with house money. They're doing exactly that.
Yeah, Joey Logano this year has only six top five finishes. Three of those six are wins, and two of those three wins have come in the playoffs. So, yeah, you want to be hot at the right time, and Joey Logano, Paul Wolf, and that team Penske Ford are.
And it's about to get even hotter because we're about to cut them loose. Glad to have you with us here on a Sunday afternoon, South Florida, Homestead Miami Speedway, race two, again in the round of eight, two out of three, and the pace car is about to hit pit road. Great crowd on hand. They're waving flags. They're waving hats. We're ready to go. And for the start from Goldsboro, North Carolina, here is the Motor Racing Network's Alex Hayden.
Tyler Reddick, pole winner, elects to start today's race. On the inside row, Kyle Larson. His red, white, and blue Chevrolet goes topside. Green flag goes in the air, and we're racing in South Florida. Kyle Larson does not get a good start. Reddick gets away with the lead.
Tyler Reddick gets away with the lead, and he's going to lead Christopher Bell into a side-by-side battle for second. Bubba Wallace goes three wide further back. He nearly gets the fence. He's turned one, left one.
He had to check up because he was headed for that fence. Up the back straightaway for the first time this afternoon. Tyler Reddick's going to lead him. Christopher Bell. Corey, think that Justin Haley sliding now mid-pack. He'll spin around everybody scattering. Justin Haley with a top 10 starting position. He'll spin right in front of the field. No one else involved, and it's a miracle that they weren't.
Unbelievable, Mike Bagley. Caution flag flies. Lap one is now complete. It may have been Ricky Stenhouse Jr. into the back of Justin Haley. Haley goes around in front of Mike Bagley.
And he spins the car. He was on the bottom of the racetrack when it happened at corner entry. All of a sudden, that back end snapped around, and he went for a long, lazy slide right at the bottom. Everybody scattering in and out, taking evasive maneuvers to avoid the spinning car of Justin Haley.
Halting start to get things going here in South Florida. Lap number one was led by pole winner Tyler Reddick.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Let's get racing! She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo! Pile up on aisle 9. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win!
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with straight savings. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight savings plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
Whether Justin Haley came down on Ricky Stenhouse Jr. or Stenhouse came up, bottom line is two drivers on the opening lap of the race wanted the same piece of racetrack at the same time, and Justin Haley got the worse end of that as he went for a long spin. Credit the rest of the field for going inside and out, scattering to avoid any contact. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Homestead Miami Speedway. We've completed three laps, all of them under the caution flag after an opening lap spin by Justin Haley to slow the start of this race down.
Harrison Burton making a stop on pit road. The attention appears to be on the right side of that car. Now it's going to go up on the jacks. We'll check in with Jason Toy here in a moment. Hard to believe, Dave, that we are at this point in the season, only three races to go. Today, of course, at Homestead Miami Speedway. Then we race next week at Martinsville, Virginia, and we wrap it all up right here live on the Motor Racing Network. 2 weeks. Championship time, hand out the hardware in Phoenix.
You know, and it's funny too, Jeff, because, you know, the vast majority of the team members, crew members, are located in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. And we're all counting now, we're counting airplanes, not race weeks. We're counting airplanes because it's a shorter number. We've got a flight home tonight. We can drive back and forth to Martinsville. So we've got three airplanes left before the season's over. We're just ignoring the fact that coming home from Phoenix will be a red eye. We'll deal with that when we have to.
We will indeed, but happily deal with that here as we continue to wind down here in the 2024 campaign. On top of the flag stand, chief starter today, Joey Acock, gives the field the one-to-go signal. That gives these drivers the opportunity to choose which lane they want to restart in, whether it be the bottom side of the track or the top side. And that means the field is coming to the Geico restart zone, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Harrison Burton was on pit road. He took evasive action in that spin up in turn number three, got up, and Jason got the outside retaining wall, did a little bit of damage to the right side of that Ford.
Yeah, that's what they did. So brand new crew chief for him this weekend, including Grant Hutchinson, said, let's go ahead and bring it down. They put out the poles on either side to check the toe to make sure all the tires are pointed in the right direction in the same place that they need to. Plus, they went ahead and realized they flat spotted the tires on the slide. So as valuable as these tires are to have them in here, Harrison Burton down one set already. We also saw Corey LaJoy late to get off the front lane here on the pit lane, had to come back down. He's had a radio issue. They changed out his helmet. Now they just changed out the wiring harness. He's good to go.
As the field makes its way up off of turn four, Jeff Striegel looking to get back under the green flag and get some green laps run.
And we will do it on lap number five. Alex Hayden, here comes Tyler Reddick. Here comes Christopher Bell. Green flag about to go in the air. It does right now. Crowd on their feet. Back underway here at Homestead Miami Speedway. Reddick downstairs to his right elbow. That's Christopher Bell.
Bell gets a little bit of a jump. He's ahead by half a car length. For a moment, was getting a push from behind by Kyle Larson. Larson takes it all the way to the pit.
A couple of Toyotas racing for the lead. You got Reddick to the inside of Christopher Bell. They drag race to corner entry. It'll be Bell by a fender. They're double wide, three wide, even four wide further back.
Tires still good for the moment before they really begin to wear out as they make their way back across the line. First full green flag lap is run. We're looking three wide for the lead, headed to one.
Kyle Larson tried to bulldog his way to the bottom on Tyler Reddick. Reddick slammed the door, but now he skates up the banking for the moment. Reddick and Bell will be two by two.
Now Reddick will swing across the nose of Bell. He'll take sole possession of the lead. Bell to second. Larson under fire from Martin Truex Jr., who will open up the inside lane on the inside. into the backstretch.
He will take that Toyota right down to the white line. Truex will. Larson topside. That's the battle for third. Here comes Tyler Reddick around the outside. New leader here on lap number 7 as he heads to 1.
Takes it up about a groove off the fence on entry. Now drops down to the bottom of the racetrack. Fairly uncharacteristic for Tyler Reddick, but it works. He's ahead by 3 car lengths.
One driver on the move is Bubba Wallace. He went to the inside of Martin Truex Jr. in 1 and 2, completed the pass with the greatest of ease using the low lane. The low lane is where Larson goes right now in a battle for second.
As Tyler Reddick launches off turn 4 and opens up a 3 to 4 car length advantage, the battle for second is frisky. Here's Christopher Bell now changing lanes, goes to the inside of Kyle Larson.
Larson had bypassed him coming into turn number 4 a lap ago. Now the crossover move has Christopher Bell to the bottom. Larson up high, then Bubba Wallace in the high green.
Bell will take sole possession of second now as Larson will try again down to the bottom of the racetrack. Larson changes lanes, pulls out of the pocket, side by side for second with Bubba Wallace looking on.
Three of the best here at Homestead Miami Speedway go 1-2-3 right now, and side by side for second, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell. They're chasing Tyler Reddick with Bubba Wallace running fourth.
So far, the two guys you expect to see up there ripping the fence, Tyler Reddick and Kyle Larson, along with Christopher Bell, they have not done so. As the tires begin to wear, we expect they'll migrate to the top.
One driver that is ripping the fence right now is Denny Hamlin, running in the 7th position. Took it all the way to the safer barrier last time on a 2. He'll do the same thing at the entrance of 3. Now he'll pull down, angle down, and take a lower approach off the corner.
Trying to figure out where his car is going to be best to try to attack the competition. Just like Chase Elliott has done on Martin Truex Jr. Elliott to the inside to take the spot away.
Chase Elliott will move to the number 5 spot. Meanwhile, we've got a head-to-head battle for the number 2 position. Again, Kyle Larson to the bottom overhauls Christopher Bell.
And that exchange for position allows Tyler Reddick to pull away by a half dozen car lengths. But you've got Larson, Bell, and Wallace knotted up for second, third, and fourth.
Chase Elliott right there running fifth. Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin were early. Alex Bowman right up against the outside safer barrier off turn number 4. Good battle for second. Kyle Larson, Bell, and Bubba Wallace.
Bell right up underneath Kyle Larson's rear spoiler heading into turn number 1. They'll both run about a groove off the bottom. Bell now grabs a handful of wheels, takes it to the low line, but can't make a move.
And that race is joined now by Chase Elliott. Good four-driver battle, second, third, fourth, and fifth. They come off the end of the backstretch. Larson goes to the fence. You've got Bell a lane off the bottom and Bubba Wallace on the white paint down low.
Yeah, what a sight to behold here at Homestead Miami Speedway. Every available racing line is being utilized by one driver or another. Dave Moody, it never ceases to amaze, including Denny Hamlin on the move.
Hamlin dives down to the inside of Martin Truex Jr. He restarted in the number 3 position, got slipped backwards to the 7th spot. Now he's on the comeback trail.
Now Denny Hamlin's got a clear shot of Chase Elliott as Elliott works over Bubba Wallace for 4th. Bubba's going to go down to the bottom. Chase Elliott will angle that blue, yellow, and white Chevrolet right down the middle of the racetrack.
It is all Chevrolets and Toyotas among the top 9. The only Ford right now in the top 10. That is Josh Berry. 3-wide battle coming across the line right now. Brad Keselowski in the middle. Kyle Busch on the bottom.
Kyle Busch threads the needle down on the bottom of the racetrack. Daniel Hemric is the man on the outside. He fails out of it. As he got close with the safer barrier, Kyle Busch will gain 2 spots.
That is a race just outside of the top 10. Here's Brad, though. He'll cross over. He'll come back to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll race side-by-side with Kyle Busch at corner entry.
Yeah, good racing all the way through the field here at the Homestead Miami Speedway. Up front here with lap 14 going on the board, Tyler Reddick has the advantage. Kyle Larson is now second. Christopher Bell third. Bubba Wallace is fourth as we run down the top 10. Chase Elliott is fifth. Denny Hamlin goes sixth. Martin Truex Jr. seventh. Alex Bowman is eighth. And Josh Berry ninth with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 10.
Let's take you all the way through the top 20, at least at the moment. Chase Briscoe running 11th. Ryan Blaney 12th. Brad Keselowski 13th. Kyle Busch 14th. Daniel Suarez 15th. Followed by William Byron. Daniel Hemric. Carson Hocevar 18th. Noah Gregson 19th. and Austin Dillon completes the top 20.
And that look at the leaderboard brought to you by Blue Green Vacations. Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create a lifetime of memories at our collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR experiences. Start your vacation journey today at BlueGreenVacations.com.
Pretty good battle for third among three cars. Reddick gone early. Larson comfortable second. Then you get back to side-by-side for third. Chase Elliott has run down Christopher Bell with Bubba Wallace and Denny Hamlin now right there.
Chase pokes the nose to the inside of the Christopher Bell machine on entry into turn number one. He'll run the bottom of the racetrack. He'll take over the number three spot. Steve Bell now under the gun.
Wallace opens up the inside line coming out of two. They both are in hot pursuit of Chase Elliott, who has gone to the whip in the early going. Chase Elliott on that forward prow in that Chevrolet.
He is. He's got a pretty good car going now as we've reached 17 laps. Keep in mind, these teams had only 20 minutes to practice yesterday, and a lot of teams tried to run the full 20-minute session by themselves, Todd Gordon, to see what their car would do balance-wise, which equated to about 26 to 30 total laps. After that, how big of an unknown is it on what your handling is going to be?
You're hoping you can project it off of the run you had and where your balance was going, but it is. It's an unknown, and these guys will use this first 32, 33, 34 lap run, because that's where I feel like the pit cycle starts to happen. They'll use it to kind of understand maybe where they can get to that point and try to project the 45 lap run they'll have coming behind it.
Even though we're 18 laps in, they are still running three wide. Austin Dillon three wide with Kyle Busch and Daniel Suarez. By the way, the movers and losers right now, and we have them. Joey Logano started out back. Unapproved change there. He's up 12. Austin Dillon up 11. A.J. Allmendinger up 11. Ryan Blaney and William Byron up 9. On the other side of the equation, and as good as the Toyotas are right now and have been all weekend, you've got Ty Gibbs down 13 and Eric Jones down 10 already, Todd.
Yeah, I don't know what, it's just missing it. And not having a notebook, and it seems like he kind of got shuffled up. He lost three or four spots at one point, Ty Gibbs did. So we'll see where that goes. Chris Gayle will get an opportunity to work on that thing when we get through this first cycle of green flag slaps.
We have completed 19 laps. Next time by, obviously, will be lap number 20. Gives us 60 to go here in the opening stage of the race with Tyler Reddick showing the way.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
What's the difference between winning and losing? Between overtaking and taking over? Between on the pole and on the podium? Between completing a lap and becoming a legend? The difference is one. Mobile One. The official motor oil of NASCAR and the official motor oil of winning. Welcome to Mobile One Victory Lane for the love of racing.
Four of the top five currently are playoff drivers, including the top three. Tyler Reddick, the leader. Kyle Larson, second. Chase Elliott, third. Then you have Bubba Wallace, fourth, before playoff driver in fifth. That's Denny Hamlin from Homestead Miami Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit Martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Continuing on here under the green flag at Homestead Miami Speedway. No change inside the top five. The deepest running playoff driver is Joey Logano. He is back in 27th. Jeff alluded to the fact that he had to start at the back of the field for an unapproved adjustment. It was more than that, though, Todd Gordon, and Logano wasn't the only one. He and Chris Buescher both had to start at the back of the field today.
Interesting that both being Fords, and I don't think that has anything to do with it, but they both had power steering issues. I think from what I understood, Chris Buescher, they changed the rack and pinion, the steering component. Joey Logano had similar issues. They changed the whole system. They changed the lines, the power steering pump, and the rack and pinion. That put him to the back, but Joey Logano seems to be recovering well, up a fair number of positions from the back.
Yeah, right now he's up 11 spots after starting at the tail. 25 down, 55 to go in stage number one. It's Tyler Reddick, Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, and then Bubba Wallace and Denny Hamlin battling for position number four. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
The NASCAR Cup Series is in South Florida here this afternoon on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Welcome aboard Motor Racing Network live coverage of the Straight Talk Wireless 400. Jeff Striegel alongside is Alex Hayden and championship winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Dave Moody and Mike Bagley are in the turns today and loving every minute of it. And on pit road is Steve Post and Jason Toy. 27 laps are complete. A long way to go.
With Tyler Reddick leading Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott. Those three head for the back stretch. And then Mike Bagley, we got a good battle for the number four spot.
And it involves Bubba Wallace and Denny Hamlin. Denny has been trying to get by Bubba for about the last handful of laps or so. Denny has started to run a lane off the wall. Bubba's got the outside lane covered. Denny is having no success in doing that.
And Dave Moody, that has been, like Mike pointed out, a lap after